It is now 5 minutes past six and time to look at developments on the market. It's mostly green apart from financials, ending the day down in the red, while the all-share resources, industrials, gold and the top 40 end the day up. Just One Lab founder Simon Brown joins us on the line this evening. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Simon.
Talk us through the day's market developments. What transpired?
Just another really good day. We opened strongly straight out of the guns. We'd seen a bit of buying late Friday, and it sort of followed through to today quite strongly. A bit of a tail off in the afternoon, but still a nice green day, about 15 billion rand going through the market, which is a little on the low side, frankly, that's becoming a little bit average these days, what to expect. And the all-share index went through 60,000, but closed about 24 points below it. But as I said, records all around.
How did the Rand fare then?
Rand was having a bit of a wild day. We saw some weakness continuing from late last week, and I think it's been driven both by internal issues, but I think also a stronger dollar that's sending our Rand at one point out to 14.24 today against the US dollar.
Moving on to company news now, let's start with the first Rand cash offer for Aldermo Group.
Yeah, I mean, a monster offer, some 20 billion odd rand, depending on the exchange rate at the time, which is big. I mean, even for First Rand, you know, it's probably less than 10% of their market cap, but it's still a big deal. It's a lot of money. It's an interesting move. They're not a traditional bank. You know, they don't do transactional banking and the like. They came out post the financial crisis of 2008. And they really, that they'll do savings and mortgages and buy to let for individuals. They do a fair bit in the business banking side as well. In some ways, they sort of like Capitec in the sense that they're new and nimble and haven't got the legacy that the big banks have got. But of course, Capitec is in the transactional space.
Right.
It's going to be tough for them. I mean, you know, UK's Brexit, it's going to be a tough market, big deals. They're paying 1.8 times book value, which is a little on the higher side. It's not as extreme. I mean, First Rand's probably at about a 2.2 book value. We'll see how the deal goes.
Now talk to us about Anglo Gold's market update.
Yeah, so that was actually a fairly good update. They got their production up, which is really the key thing. You know, you can't control the price that you receive. They are price takers. That price is determined by the market price of gold and, of course, what the rand-dollar exchange rate is. But your production is something you can control, costs you can control, and they did well in both. And the stock at one point today was up over 4%, closed off the highs. But a really good-looking update from a gold miner, which is they're a bit spotty, but Anglo Gold Ashanti is probably one that delivers more good news more consistently than some of our other listed gold miners.
Then Redefine came out with results. Talk us through that.
Yeah, so property, and I was really impressed with their numbers. I mean, I was listening to the lunchtime webcast, and they said they've really been working hard to get them, and you can see it. I mean, yeah, a couple of small points. So their vacancy levels in their retail space is only about 3%, which I would have expected a bigger number. Now, in part, they're saved by not having these giant regional malls, which, for example, have lost status goods in the last year and have got big gaping holes in them. But really good numbers from them there. They're still buying assets. They're still expanding. Their office space is high quality and, again, taking a lot of work from them. You can't just sort of sit back and say, you know what, the foot traffic will come. We can push through the rental increases every year. You've really got to engage with your tenants. You've got to really work those assets. And this was a really, really good set of results. I think we're going to see some coming through. We're going to be a lot less great than these. It was only about 6% up, but in this environment, that's a winning number.
Right. Rubik's released interim results. How did they fare?
So you would think on the surface that they're going to have a really, really tough time of it. They're in construction, obviously. They do a lot of road maintenance and development and the like. Earnings were flat. Order book looking good, but they actually had some positive comments they made, particularly around the road division where they're doing sort of resurfacing and new roads and the like. And obviously, that's in part that's provincial. It's also sometimes at city level, and I really expected a lot tougher set of numbers out of them. Yeah, that said, good numbers in a tough environment. it's still a space that I'm not liking construction. I'm not seeing it getting easy for them. And producing good results is really credit to the management team, much like Redefine. But it's still a space that I'm looking at and thinking, this is just tough and I don't see it getting any better anytime soon.
Lastly, Rolf appoints a new CFO. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so they've had a large shake-up. They had problems with their results, which they had to restate previous years. The CEO stepped down, and the acting financial director stepped into that position. He's ex of Metrofile, so that really is important because Metrofile had a really tough time about 10 years ago. So he's been through a cleanup before. And the one hole left was really their financial director. That put someone in there. He's not completely new to the group. He was one of the subsidiaries where he was FD there, so he's got some level of understanding. He's known to the rest of the board. So what we're really seeing here is that the last couple of months where they've had a lot of issues, a lot of shake-up at board level, that's now all done, and now they can focus on sort of getting the business back, and I think most importantly, getting investor confidence back.
We'll leave it there for this evening. Just One Lab founder Simon Brown with the day's market wrap right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM.